This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
A new report released by scientists finds the last two decades have been the warmest on record in Wisconsin. That warming is happening fastest in the winter, and the shift is affecting winter activities and ways of life. Danielle Kading reports that includes the American Birkebeiner, North America's largest cross-country ski race, which will be held this weekend in northern Wisconsin.
With the sun shining overhead, Hayward's Stephen Mank skied along loops near the Berkey Trailhead as temperatures hovered far below freezing in Cable last Thursday.
I haven't missed the Berkey since 1985, and there's no sense in starting now.
The 68-year-old Mank remembers more snow and colder weather as a kid growing up in the 60s, but he says man-made snow has made a huge difference.
And as soon as the Thanksgiving comes around, the turkey Berkey, we're on the man-made snow, and so we're fortunate to live close to that.
Ben Pop with the American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation points out man-made snow loops as he walks past the Berkey Trailhead.
There's upwards of, in some of the places, 2 meters of snow. Other places only have, 2 to 3 feet.
Man-made snow is something Berkey officials hadn't seriously considered until they were forced to call off the race in 2017. Warm weather and rain canceled the event for only the second time in its nearly 50-year run.
The foundation took a real hard look at, okay, what do we have to do with changing climate and the like to really make sure that this always happens? Because it was really devastating to have the race canceled.
The Berkey contributes a roughly $20 million economic impact in the region. Pop says they've spent around $500,000 on snowmaking equipment. He estimates it may cost 4 times that to reach a point where they could hold some sort of race in a year without snow. That may be hard to imagine after 2 feet of snow fell in parts of the region this week, but winter has warmed the most in Wisconsin. That's among findings of the latest report from the Wisconsin Initiative on Climate Change Impacts.
That has been true in the past, and it's expected to be true in the future.
That's Steve Vavris. He's co-director of the initiative and a senior scientist with the Nelson Institute Center for Climatic Research at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. He says the state has grown not just warmer, but wetter.
The 20-teens were the second warmest decade on record in Wisconsin, nearly the warmest, and by far the wettest decade going back to the 1800s.
In the winter, precipitation has increased 20% since 1950, and it's falling more often as rain or freezing rain. John McCarthy with Friends of Lapham Peak says that's the trend he's seen at the state park in southeastern Wisconsin.
We get less snow, we get more rain, and when we do get snow, it's followed quickly by a warm-up, and it melted or turned to ice.
Since 2004, he says the nonprofit group has spent more than $1 million on snowmaking for cross-country ski trails there. McCarthy says inconsistent snow makes it difficult to keep members involved with the Peak Ski Club. Jared Johnson with the Ebony Ice Ski Club in Milwaukee says they've also struggled to attract members as the window to hit the slopes has grown shorter in southern Wisconsin. Johnson says warmer weather can create riskier conditions that deter skiers. As ski hills rely more on snowmaking to stay open, he says that can increase costs that may be passed on to visitors and limit access.
It's much more costly to go skiing either locally or out west than it was in the past. And everything increases over time, but it has become almost unaffordable.
As people see less snow or opportunities to ski where they live, Pop says they've seen fewer people from southern Wisconsin take part in the Berkey.
If we do not have infrastructure like that where the people are, so in those population centers, people can't do it.
But he says those opportunities are expanding. He pointed to a Nordic skiing center being built in Brilliant that will offer cross-country skiing and snowmaking. He hopes that and the steps they're taking will allow the next generation of skiers to hit the trails as winters are expected to grow warmer in Wisconsin. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.